This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, here's why I'm so frustrated. It's in their textbooks. It's in their own documents. We've got a scientific elite funded by big corporations that wants to unify the planet under corporate control and who wants to literally end the family. So humans are just these atomized biological androids fully controlled by these control freaks. And I want to get into a whole host of issues I haven't hit yet that ties into the DNC says attempted cyber attack wasn't Russia. It was a test from Michigan. And I noticed this just happened again the last month. It happened again last year. Got no attention. I'll tell you about it at the start of the next segment. Yeah, that's the article from last year. I've got another one here. But right now, I want to go ahead and go to this. Tucker Carlson talks about PayPal banning Laura Loomer. How dangerous is this that for your political views, you've got good credit, but they take your banking away? This is the mark of the beast. This is the control. And if Trump doesn't do something about this, then nothing else he does matters. Here it is.
Active deplatforming is ruining people's lives. I have been banned by Uber. I've been banned by Lyft. I've been temporarily banned by Facebook, Venmo, PayPal. 90% of my income came through PayPal. I've been banned on GoFundMe.
If you want to make money online, and many people do, PayPal is essential. In a recent interview with the Wall Street Journal, the CEO of PayPal, Dan Schulman, explained that diversity and inclusion are his company's top values. But of course, he doesn't mean it. He means the opposite. Like most on the left, what Schulman actually wants is utter conformity, a world where only approved opinions are allowed. Last year, PayPal banned Alex Jones from using its platform for saying things they didn't like. They've also banned anti-Muslim activist Laura Loomer, the publication V-Dare, and a number of other people and organizations whose speech they believe should be silenced.
So how would you feel if somebody shut off your PayPal or your bank account or your Twitter?
So we're facing real authoritarianism. We're facing governments that are unified. It's the same in Germany, Canada, the U.S., England, the Netherlands. We're going to teach your kids they're another sex. We're going to take them from you and drug them and chop their balls off or inject them with testosterone. So instead of hiding giving people syphilis like Tuskegee, we're just going to do it out in the open. And we're going to do it like it's the socially right thing to do. And we're going to punish you if you don't socially do the right thing and follow along with what the establishment wants. You know, if America and the world puts up with this, we deserve what we get. Because I'll tell you, it's a paradox. An industrial society creates a very cushy living, but it also fosters a lot of weakness, mental weakness, moral weakness. And I'm not on a high horse here, but I sometimes get why the Bible talks about God just blowing the whole planet up and getting rid of everybody. Because we shouldn't keep a world going where we abort most our kids and we devil worship and we let people molest kids in mass and it's state run. So kids are only born to be abused by devil worshipers and life is only there for psychotics to enjoy it. Just end it all then. Blow it all up. Burn it all up. Get rid of it. Now, I don't think we're to that point yet. But I just see people that are only into personal pleasure. And look, I enjoy enchiladas or a cold beer next person's as much, but it's not my God. It doesn't fulfill me at the end of the day. And all these people that just bow down to their own personal pleasure and fill in their calendar every day with what they think's good for them, they are soulless. I know these people. There's nothing there. They're like retarded in a bad way. And I just have made the decision that I'm not going to be around soulless, empty people anymore. I want you out of my life. All of you. You Hollywood peacocks. All of you. I want you to get out of my way. I don't want to be around you. I don't like you. And I hope you die. Die.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, there was a big educational process that happened last Wednesday. Joe Rogan, undoubtedly the biggest podcast in the world. His regular shows reach about 10 million people. He had me on, and immediately YouTube would not allow it to be shared. YouTube blocked it from the front page. And despite that, it's got like 7.5 million views on YouTube, about 15 million views on iTunes. Other platforms are 5 million. So we're talking about already one of the top podcasts that Joe has ever done. We're already talking about that. But it just shows how the system doesn't know what to do or how to handle that. Because people are hungry for real discussion and people that don't have filters. So that's coming up next segment ahead of Laura Loomer. We're going to play some of those segments and talk about it. But it was number one on Google, number one on YouTube, but it was blocked in both. Now, last time I was on Joe, 2 years ago, it was blocked on iTunes. They didn't block it there. 4 or 5 days later, it's number one, 15 million views, whatever it is. It's growing. That's just on one platform. Number one, despite suppression. And the suppressed 4-hour-plus podcast is on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Go hear what they don't want you to know and the full system, what the elites believe. Not what they put out on the news, but what they believe at the end of the day, what they're involved in. And you're going to find out. I'll get into that next segment. Laura Loomer joins us, and I want to tie it into federal government extends contracts to make human-animal hybrids. That's mainstream news. See, suddenly it's just kind of like, yeah, okay, they got the human-animal hybrids. Well, show them to us. What are you doing with them? See, they don't want that debate. And all I've ever done is believe in you and believe that if we have a debate about what's already been going on for a long time, you'd know. And that's why I get so pissed, is I'm not mad at the crew or you or the audience. I'm kind of sick of this. You know what I mean? I've been doing this 23 years, 24 years. I'm so sick of knowing what the globalists are doing and how to beat them. And then sitting back and watching people like they have had their eyeballs gouged out and their eardrums gouged out, not seeing or hearing or tasting or smelling or touching, when it's all completely obvious there's an anti-human, anti-God, anti-family agenda going on that is screwing everyone over. We're under total attack by psychotics that run major institutions, and now they're literally trying to end the family itself to conquer us, and we're putting up with it. There's a lot of good news, too, so I should be more positive. So let's go ahead and play a few minutes of Tucker Carlson before he got Donald Trump Jr. on last week. And where they said in the whole 20-minute interview, the cavalry's coming. Trump knows conservatives are being censored. We're going to do something. Well, at least you know people are pissed. So that's Trump trying to get people out there watching understand he's going to do something good. Because, you know, the president can declare an emergency on the border. That's in the Constitution. I can't believe Rand Paul says he can. Or Justin Amash. They're trying to get points with the media. But, see, Trump shouldn't try to do it through the 76 law. Because then you can debate Congress's funding. Under an emergency, the president's job is the border. And so I agree with constitutional lawyer Stuart Rhodes that he should have just gone straight up with the Constitution instead of the law. But that's how his lawyers tricked him. And it's the only way he can be beaten on that. But to say the president can't defend the border from invasion, that's unconstitutional. Well, then the whole country's unconstitutional. Here's Tucker Carlson on the attack on the First Amendment.
There are some negative things that you could say about Donald Trump. What's interesting is that the left almost never says them. Instead, they spend a lot of time telling you how Trump is a fascist who poses an imminent and terrifying threat to our constitutional order. Sounds pretty scary. Is it true? Well, consider the major freedoms protected by our Bill of Rights, the document that makes America distinct from all other countries. Freedom of speech, freedom of worship, the right to keep and bear arms, due process under the law. Now, take a close look at today's news. Who exactly is threatening those freedoms? Is it Donald Trump? Whatever his faults, it is not Donald Trump. It is the left. And they are doing it more aggressively than they ever have before. As usual, their critique of Trump is pure projection. If you want to know what the left is actually doing, listen to the way they attack other people. Start with a foundational freedom, speech. If they can tell you what to say, you are not free. There is nothing they can't make you do. That's where the founders put it first. It's the freedom that comes before all others. The left has spent decades trying to weaken the First Amendment. They've done it in the sneakiest way possible by creating phony hate speech exemptions out of thin air. So far, the courts have not accepted this idea, the idea that you can limit speech simply because someone else doesn't like it. So the left has a new plan now. They've allied with big corporations to make it impossible for people who say the wrong things to make a living in this country. You may have heard of a company called PayPal. It's an online payment platform, the biggest. If you want to make money online, and many people do, PayPal is essential. In a recent interview with the Wall Street Journal, the CEO of PayPal, Dan Schulman, explained that diversity and inclusion are his company's top values. But of course, he doesn't mean it. He means the opposite. Like most on the left, what Schulman actually wants is utter conformity, a world where only approved opinions are allowed. Last year, PayPal banned Alex Jones from using its platform for saying things they didn't like. They've also banned anti-Muslim activist Laura Loomer, the publication V-Dare, and a number of other people and organizations whose speech they believe should be silenced. Schulman admitted that his company takes guidance on who to ban from the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's an entirely fraudulent organization that works as an arm of the Democratic National Committee.
And then he got Don Jr. on to say, we know this is wrong, the cavalry are coming. Well, here's the deal. We have under commerce clauses, we have it under racketeering clauses, we have it under antitrust clauses. It's cut and dry that the Democrats are publicly organized, harassing and attacking and suing and shutting down all their competition in coordinated operations. So, I love a lot of what Trump's doing, but the First Amendment comes first. And, you know, I missed an important phone call a few hours ago. I think the White House knows how pissed people are. But if Trump doesn't act on this, it's like blowing holes in the bottom of your own boat. You may have the sails up, you may have the whole crew, you may have a beautiful ship. But if you let somebody drill a hole in the bottom of the boat, I'm getting off the boat. Tell me I don't love the captain and love the ship, but you're going to the bottom, I'm getting the hell off the ship. We're going to go to break here in a moment. I've got some really good news, though. It was like 6-7 years ago, we knew that iodine was key, and that if you didn't have it, people's IQs went down, had all these problems, and the globals were bombarding us with chlorine and fluoride and the bad halogens, and the good halogen is clean iodine, but nobody had real atomic iodine. We got supposed atomic iodine and tested it from companies, and it wasn't. I'm like, A, it's not what they say it is. B, we're going to get tested. We're under the microscope. This is not atomic iodine. We're going to get sued. So I found a seaweed company that had been around for 50 years or so that did have something you could call atomic. But it was extracted. It was weak. Then we got deep earth crystal from drilling for oil and gas between 7 and 12,000 feet. We had that for 5 years, became the number one bestseller in the world for iodine. Everyone loved it. And then I got put over a barrel, and for the last year couldn't get it. But I finally got them to break when I broke the contract and didn't have it for over a year. And then it's been sold out for 3 months. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week, manufactured in the U.S. The 18-wheeler is being loaded up, I'm told, tomorrow in Utah. We will have it for you shipped out, not this week, but next week, InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com. So hallelujah. Pre-orders yours now to get it first.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
There's a lot of media in the world. There's a lot of talk show hosts, a lot of radio hosts, a lot of TV hosts. There's countries like India and China and Russia and Mexico and Germany and the United States. But over and over again, in the 20-plus years I've been on air, we hit the zeitgeist. We haven't just had the number one video once or twice or 50 times or 100 times. We've had the number one video thousands of times. And we've always watched them block it. Yes, the masses see it. Yes, it gets 20 million views, 30 million views, 100 million views, 200 million views. But it's never recognized. The Super Bowl has like 80 million views. And it's just worshipped, and people pay $10 million, $15 million for a 60-second ad. It's just everyone just, even though their viewership's down 40% because of all the globalism, but it's garbage. So when I get up here and I say, wow, look how InfoWars continues to dominate, it's not like, oh, I'm a really cool guy, ladies, you know I'm the guy you want to be with. It's not that. It's not that I'm that good. It's that humans have a serious hunger and a will and a desire to hear real communication that's a pro-human narrative and not some corporate predatory thing that's been cooked up. So, we've always been shadow banned and blocked on YouTube. But despite that, with all our channels combined, we had like 7 billion views when they banned us last year, like 11 months ago. And it, to me, it's not like, oh, look, PewDiePie has 80 billion views. I'm not as good as him. Young kids like to watch him. He plays video games. He's a great guy. I kind of like wish he'd be pure liberty and speak the truth because we could maybe save the planet. But it's not like, oh, I'm mad PewDiePie's bigger than me. But in this panopticon, there are things bigger than InfoWars. But when it comes to hardcore news and analysis on real issues, there's nothing bigger. I mean, you look at a Wall Street Journal or a National Review, they don't even register to us. They're the supposed intelligentsia of the right-wing establishment. They don't even register because they're leftist, globalist, blue-blood control. We're way up here. So their censorship project drives us down to here, but it creates that feedback loop of, oh, the Streisand effect, so we really go way up here. But it's not about how big I am. I just don't want to keep babies alive and sell their organs. I just don't want to, you know, have human-animal hybrids and the Chi-Coms be our bosses. I'm not like trying to like, someday I'll be the number one talk show host. Someday I'll be in charge. I don't want to be in charge. I want to be in charge of getting those in charge out of the way to turn you loose. But if you look at these numbers when I was on Joe Rogan, who never had me on in his first 910 episodes, had me on. It was the biggest episode he ever did, even though it was shadow banned. Yeah, zoom in on this. Zoom in right there. And whatever reason Joe did that, whatever, it doesn't matter. So then Joe has me on 2 years plus later. So the 9/11 episode, it's the 1,255 episode, and it goes, out of all the history of his episodes, a lot of these have been up for years. It goes to number one. That's over, I talked to him a few days ago, it was 11 million. Who knows, 15, 20 million, who knows what's that? Out of all his podcasts, it's number one in history. Not Elon Musk, not any of these other people. It's number one. 10 plus million views. Alex Jones. Now, you go to the front page of iTunes, it's not even listed. They don't show it. And it's the same thing with YouTube. Top podcast episode for all of Apple. For the entire week, it's Alex Jones Returns. When he sent this to me, it was over 10 million views. That was 3 days ago. Now, YouTube has all these top trending videos. Some of them a couple hundred thousand views, a few million views. We're at 7+ million. No coverage. Not anywhere on trending. Again, it's rigged. It's not who really won the race. It's not who won the boxing match. It's not who delivered. It's a fraud. And then nowhere else is it listed. So what does that tell you? We deliver an information warfare product based in pro-human guts. I mean, why wouldn't it be that way? It's not like we're doing something special. I mean, I'm a human. I love my ancestors. I love you. I want to build something good. It's not like we're doing something special. Don't thank us for this. But somebody stands up and talks about facts, and it's always number one. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times, not 10 times. Thousands of times we've been number one. Humanity wants men and women and families and third dimensional resource expansion, and a pro-human future, and we're reaching to the stars. People want victory. They want success. And we're told by Hollywood and all the losers, no, you're going to be force-fed all this stuff. You're going to be force-fed all these anti-human, anti-male, anti-family, anti-female talk show hosts. We're going to take the stars off Netflix because people are downvoting it. The good news is humanity is rejecting this. The bad news is, and here's where you play violins for real, they can't get women, they can't get men, they can't get Hispanics, they can't get blacks, they can't get whites, they can't get Asians. But you know what they can get? Children. They've not differentiated the universe. They believe any adult is an authority figure. And all over the world they're teaching two-year-old kids, you're a girl, you're a boy. Let me sexualize you. Let me confuse you. Let me make you cool. Let me praise you in front of the class because you're a five-year-old boy. You put on a dress and you want to have your pee-pee cut off. It's classic villains that target children. It's classic villains that target the young because they can't beat up a woman or a man. They can't take on somebody that's differentiated and who has contact with their ancestors. But they can take a baby. That's why Satanists do that. And they can have their way with them. And so I want you all to think about that today. And where we stand. Our message dominates with adults. It dominates with people that have jobs and have lived lives. And no matter what color you are. But if you've been in the real world and ran a company or worked at a company or drove a cab or been in the military and seen the real world, you hear this, you go, yeah, that's what I've already experienced. That's true. But they got our kids and they don't know. So we got to ask ourselves, what are we going to do to get these hyenas, these wolves off our kids' asses? We're going to come back with Laura Loomer, who scares the system, Bandit CPAC, because the Southern Poverty Law Center said so straight ahead, but make no mistake. We don't stand up for the children now. God's going to put it on our head. God's going to bring us low. God's going to tear us limb from limb. And you know what? We deserve it. Because we knew and didn't do anything. God is going to hate us worse than the devil if we don't stand up for the unborn and the children. Because God expects evil from the devil. What does God expect from us that are not of the devil? Action.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, work or on the go, forgetting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later,
so,
gotta.
I don't know anybody as a on the ground activist who's got more results than Laura Loomer confronting globalists, other than Caitlin Bennett and Millie Weaver, who all are correspondents for InfoWars.com. I mean, these women produce more than all the other men reporters I know combined. And that's not some leftist ass-kissing of women. I'm like, wow, why is it the women who are dominating? Well, the Bible says when men cease to be men, women will step up. So it's a very sad situation, I'll be honest with you. But when they were doing Shakespeare in the Park in New York a few years ago, simulated the murder of President Trump, was Laura Loomer, took it over and got tens of millions of views and got arrested. And she did it over and over and over again. And so many things, I can't list all her exploits. And then she went to CPAC, and she was there in the Southern Poverty Law Center that runs Right Wing Watch. Said, how dare you? She's so polite in the video. The full video is on InfoWars.com. We got 20 minutes left. I'm not going to air it here. It's on InfoWars.com. She politely talks to Oliver Darcy, the guy that I got banned off Twitter. They said, because I bullied him. I'm at a congressional hearing. He's there. He's calling for me to be banned. I say, how dare you? You're an un-American. And they said, you're banned because of that. Well, she's there. And she's kicked out because of that. So I thought we should play the video just so you can see it. And she's the top story on the right-hand side of RedReport.com. The disruptor, Laura Loomer, kicked out of CPAC. But we'll get to the rest of the story in a moment. But here she is just simply asking questions. Let's show her when they actually throw her out of CPAC. Someone that, as she says, Donald Trump, Donald Jr., all of them retweet her. It doesn't matter. The Democrats are in control. The Southern Poverty Law Center runs Right Wing Watch. And just like Fox News, I talked to top Fox News hosts. I won't say names, but the top two, the top three, they go, yeah, it's all Democrats here. They hate us. They run everything. It's a nightmare. And so the Republican Party, Trump tries to do good stuff, but it's all run by Democrats. So here's that clip that just happened yesterday.
So just so everyone knows, they're banning me right now from CPAC. I'm here at the security, and I'm one of Trump's biggest supporters. I have 265,000 followers on Twitter before I was banned. And, you know, I just talked to Don Jr. the other day. Don Jr. follows me on Instagram. Kimberly Guilfoyle follows me on Instagram. I just had dinner with Katrina Pearson last night, who's the senior advisor to President Trump, and they are now banning me from CPAC. They're taking away my media credentials. Any reason why they're taking away my media credentials? Can you just provide a reason?
I've already explained that to you, ma'am.
Apparently, somebody from CPAC doesn't want me attending. So, you see, Laura Loomer, Illuminate Media, CPAC 2019, media credentials. I'm banned on Twitter, banned on Uber, banned on PayPal, banned on Uber Eats, Lyft, GoFundMe, everywhere. And now they're banning me from CPAC. So, I mean, I'm one of President Trump's biggest supporters.
The politics are irrelevant.
It doesn't make any sense. I just had dinner with his senior advisor last night, Katrina Pearson. Why would they ban me from CPAC?
Okay, you'll have to discuss that with CPAC. Okay?
Right. This is such bad optics for CPAC to be banning me.
All right, go ahead and fade it out. Let's go to Laura. So, again, Trump, everybody's good, but the controllers are there ordering you removed. Because I'm not going to play the whole clip. This is like 10 minutes. Oliver Darcy, you just politely questioned him. They admit that's why you were banned. So, Laura Loomer, this is an example of how the Republicans bowed down to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, no, it's definitely disturbing, and it just reveals the real rhino nature and mentality of CPAC and their leadership. Because not only was I banned and I had my media credentials revoked as I was waiting through the line at security to go see President Trump speak on the last day of CPAC, but I also wasn't the only conservative banned from CPAC. There were many prominent conservative individuals, including Faith Goldie and Nicholas Fuentes and several other people, including correspondents from InfoWars, who were not allowed to enter, associates of Roger Stone, people who were put on some type of blacklist and prevented from entering the venue. And it's really interesting because the people who were banned from CPAC are the same type of people who are usually on these SPLC lists. And when I was banned after I confronted Oliver Darcy, who works for CNN and you know, has lobbied Facebook and Twitter to ban you and people like me and many others, Right Wing Watch, which is a branch of SPLC, an actual hate group, reached out to CPAC. They wrote an article about me accusing me of being an anti-Muslim conspiracy theorist, and they titled it, "Why Did CPAC Give Media Credentials to Laura Loomer?" And then when I was banned, they posted a celebratory tweet, a retweet of the article in which they said, "We wrote this article yesterday, and since publication, CPAC has revoked Loomer's media credentials." So I think it's really absurd that here I am, one of Donald Trump's fiercest defenders. I'm a very well-known conservative journalist. I've done amazing work for the Trump administration. Even when I was working as an undercover journalist for Project Veritas, some of my investigations had been tweeted by President Trump. He mentioned some of the videos during the presidential debates with Hillary Clinton.
Well, let's expand on that. Exactly. Trump doesn't know all that. They're literally demonizing the president's foot soldiers and acting like it's all bad and demonizing you. And it's beyond pathetic. And then literally the Republican Party itself just grovels to mainstream media because the average Republican leader is like 89 years old. I'm being mean. They're literally 89 years old, super rich billionaires, like on life support in nursing homes. And they're just like, oh, we got a call. It looks bad. Oh, get rid of them. Oh, so we're led by geriatrics that are groveling. And then Trump's whole support is being cut out from under him. And then you're there simply trying to cover things. And like, oh, it's like Oliver Darcy laughs because he's in control. They run everything. It's incredible.
Yeah. No, it's really absurd. And this is a legitimate question. This is journalism. I'm asking Oliver Darcy why he lobbied Facebook and Twitter, something that is a factual news report. I mean, this is well known. If you look at the timestamp, Twitter and Oliver Darcy literally posted the same tweet at the very same time, the day that you were banned from Twitter. And so for this to happen, right, I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that they're obviously colluding, and we now know that the SPLC and groups like CARE and many others are working with these tech companies and left-wing news organizations to ban and silence and censor.
I'm glad you mentioned CARE, because here's the deal. I'm not against Islamics themselves, but CARE, day one, they spread their money, the Islamic groups, all of it. Anybody that opposes them is shut down. And so I'm just proud to stand against this, but that's exactly what we're talking about, is these groups, Laura, that think we don't have free speech in America, and I think it's a big joke, and to watch Oliver Darcy laugh about it, he's just something else.
Yeah, well, he laughs about it, and then he has all these other fake news shills, people like Molly Jong Fast and this guy named Christopher Mathias, who works for Huffing Glue Post, and people who have falsely accused me of being things. And I confronted Christopher as well. And I said, you know, you call me a white supremacist and an anti-Muslim bigot and a racist in your articles. Why don't you correct the record? And these people are such cowards, and they try to avoid eye contact with me. And then they go, you know, they look at their
phone. No, I agree. They always run in fear, which is like they're like zombies. Why do you think, Laura, they always run? They run from...
They're cowards. They're keyboard warriors. And unlike them, I actually take the fight to the streets and I get in people's faces and confront them because I'm not a pussy, you know? And a lot of these people are. If you're going to talk about people and you're going to lie about people and you're going to write about people and you're going to open your mouth and make money defaming other people, then you better be able to answer questions.
Now, Laura, I'm going to say this when you come back. Stay there. But if America's men acted like Laura Loomer, our problems will be fixed in about 5 minutes. I mean, let's just say it. Laura Loomer's got the biggest goddamn balls of them all.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So during this last break, I had an epiphany. We're friendly. We're nice Americans. We believe in a free market. We believe in live and let live. They use our own goodwill against us. So instead of being nice to President Trump, I think we give Trump ultimatums. And we say, hey, we know you're trying to do a good job and the rest of it, but no more games. It's time to go after those attacking our free speech, attacking our sovereignty, attacking the very existence of our country. Because I talk to folks that work at Fox News, and they say it's like the Democrats run Fox News. You talk to everybody, it's like they're in control because they put their people everywhere. So what does the president do to counter this? What do we do to counter this globalism and say, no, we don't stand for this? Where Laura Loomer politely, I've watched the whole 10-minute video, talks to Oliver Darcy, this little arrogant SOB that is involved in censorship, and he runs off, and the criminal Southern Poverty Law Center has her banned. What do we do, Laura Loomer?
Well, we need to start fighting back, you know, and I'm not going to allow these people to deplatform me and censor me. You better believe when I find Matt Schlapp, he's going to get Loomer too. And I want to know why this never Trumper who never even supported President Trump, you know, Matt Schlapp, if you recall, didn't even want President Trump speaking at CPAC 2 years ago. Don't you remember? Matt Schlapp was part of this group of people, this group of conservatives that was supporting Ted Cruz and other people. They didn't even like him. And now his wife is enjoying the benefits of working in the White House, and they're trying to pretend like they don't even know about the censorship. One of your correspondents, Jake, actually confronted Matt Schlapp about banning me and other conservatives.
Yeah, he's the head of CPAC. And there are all these big, I don't care if they're whatever they are, these big bloated Nelly guys like, oh, hi, oh. And it's just like disgusting.
Well, he pretended like he didn't know what Jake was talking about. But how do you not know what he's talking about when I was literally the number one trending story on Twitter yesterday for getting banned at CPAC? I don't even have a Twitter, and yet I keep trending on Twitter number one. So when are these people going to learn that no matter how much they ban me, my ideas are so great and the people want to hear my message so much that they can't suppress it?
Notice well, that's it, Laura, is that you're exploding, we're exploding.
You were on Joe Rogan, and you need to tell Joe Rogan to stop, like, nagging me and avoiding me, because I've been contacting him and trying to get on his show to set the record straight about Jack Dorsey. And you trended number one, I trended number one, Jacob Wall trended number one. All these people who are banned managed to trend number one. And obviously their censorship isn't going to work, because you can't kill an idea. And people like Joe Rogan, even though he, you know, he caved to everybody's criticism and had you on the show, he wouldn't have done that unless people spoke out. He let Jack Dorsey get away with lying. He said that he didn't know why you were banned. But, you know, one thing that you should have really pressed Joe Rogan on is why he takes money from Twitter. Twitter is one of his donors, one of his sponsors. So why is Joe Rogan, if he really is your friend, if he really does care about you on a personal level, why is he taking this blood money from Jack Dorsey? That doesn't look like a very good friend to me, Alex.
What I know is, whether it's Google or Twitter or Facebook, as long as they allow free speech, I don't care if they're rich and they're powerful. I'm just sick of them literally trying to suppress Western speech. It's incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, it's something needs to be done about it. And at CPAC, I actually I wore a freeloomer.com T-shirt. Those are going to be available on my website soon. And a red Stop the Bias hat. And I saw Don Jr. And I actually ran through the hallways and I gave Don Jr. one of the Stop the Bias hats. And I said, hey, you know, when is your dad going to do something about this so that all of his biggest supporters are not censored? Don't you think it's time something's done? And he told me he agrees with me. And so I was able to get him to endorse the Stop the Bias movement. And, you know, you can see my video, which I posted on Instagram. And he actually was waving the hat. And a lot of members of the Trump administration actually approached me this weekend here at CPAC and told me that they're on our side. And
well, that's the good news. Yeah, me too. And I'm glad you're saying that. Is that Trump and them get it? But they need, like, nerves. They need our stimulus and us saying, hey, this is what we want. So they get that heat. We just sit back as nationalists or conservatives or Christians or whatever and just put up with stuff, we get screwed over. But if we're vocal and involved and put pressure on things, things will change. Laura Loomer, thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Alex.
Well, there goes Laura Loomer, and she made a lot of great points today. And so did the crew. And I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We're going to have the David Knight show that comes on at 8 a.m. And you've got the War Room that comes on, and I try to go off at 3 p.m. Central. But what Laura is saying is absolutely true about what's happening. And the average Republican operative will tell you, oh, we agree with you. But there's all these little politicos that are in between there that are trying to, like, curry favor and do side deals and things with the Democrats. And it's called treason. Is really what it's called. But we've got Mike Adams' encounter thing coming up when this show ends here in just a few minutes. And then we've also got a lot of other key topics to cover. You know, I didn't get to the human mice hybrids that are mainstream news. And at a certain point, I can't be expected to handle all this. But I'm doing the best job I can without going completely crazy. And so I think in the last few minutes of this broadcast, we won't get to all of it, but I want to end with Trump rocks CPAC, because I could have done the whole two-hour show with Trump's two-plus-hour speech that was pretty damn powerful. The complete opposite of Hillary Clinton. So here's the first few minutes of Trump rocks CPAC. The full report's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. John Bound put it together. And then we'll be back tomorrow, 8 a.m. with David Knight, 11 a.m. with myself, 3 p.m. with Owen Schroyer. So here's that report.
You know, I'm building the wall. We're finishing the wall. We got a lot of money. We're down to 3.7% unemployment, the lowest number in a long time. Companies are roaring back into our country, and now we want people to come in. We need workers to come in, but they've got to come in legally, and they've got to come in through merit, merit, merit.
While President Trump promoted common sense at CPAC regarding the long overdue security of the U.S. southern border, Bernie Sanders announced his presidential bid from his hometown of Brooklyn, New York, pushing the hordes to swallow his hollow message, claiming xenophobia and racism are behind President Trump's policies.
Black and white, Latino, Asian American, Native American, gay and straight, young and old, men and women, Native born and immigrant, we are together.
American people are merely collateral damage to be ignored as the Democrats press the will of their UN masters replacement migration directive.
100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, 25,000 burglaries, 4,000 kidnappings, and 4,000 violent murders. These are people that ICE is going in and getting and either putting in jail or ideally bringing them back to other countries and letting them put in jail, because we don't want them. We don't want to have to pay for them for 50 years. All the nonsense you hear about the people that come in illegally are far better than the people we have. It's not true, folks, okay? It's false. It's false propaganda. Right? One recent study from FAIR, F-A-I-R, found that illegal aliens are incarcerated at three times the rate of legal residents. Those are the numbers. And if you look at prison population in federal prisons, these federal prisons are, the number is staggering. But you don't hear that. You hear like these people are the greatest people in the world. Just ask the angel moms, how good are they?
This is my son. That's all I have left of him is ashes. And this is not a manufactured crisis. This is real. This affected my life. It destroyed my family. And I'm tired of being insulted and re-victimized by politicians who don't speak up for us. They speak up for illegals, for lawbreakers.
The president's plan is not to make us safer. It is, in fact, an attempt to fulfill his campaign promise to build an unnecessary wall that he said Mexico would pay for.
There is no emergency at the border.
Furthermore, it appears that instead of protecting our national security, that the president's declaration actually steals billions of dollars from high-priority military construction projects.
We've heard a lot of cries from the administration about there being a problem on the southern border with caravans of loaded with people being human trafficked. And there's just simply unsubstantiated, this is unsubstantiated and unfounded.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life.